Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, January 6th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Bean Day. This cheerful day celebrates the humble bean, a versatile source of plant protein, fiber, and flavor that brings cultures together in stews, salads, and hearty comfort dishes. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 32 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:27, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high near 38 and a light north wind around 5. Tonight, expect rain likely between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., turning into cloudy conditions with a low around 33 and a gentle northeast wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 7 with a high tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday is mostly cloudy with rain likely in patchy fog before 3 p.m., a high near 42, and northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 44 and light west winds. Then Friday brings increasing clouds with a chance of rain and highs near 50, followed by likely rain Friday night into Saturday with highs near 54 and lows around 39. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was sworn in for her second term on Monday at Boston Symphony Hall, focusing her inaugural remarks on building upon past progress in areas such as homes, education, and addressing ongoing federal pressures. Meanwhile, at Boston City Hall, council members selected their new president, with District 8 Boston City Councilor Sharon Durkin emphasizing the importance of choosing the best leader for the council. Councilors Liz Bredin and Brian Worrell faced off in the contest, with Bredin winning by a narrow 7-6 vote. Despite a tumultuous process, both councilors expressed hope for a productive term ahead. Now on to sports. As three first-year coaches prepare their teams to kick off the playoffs this week, six franchises begin the offseason hoping to find the right man for their job. Four head coaches were fired since the regular season wrapped, including Kevin Stefanski from the Browns, Jonathan Gannon from the Cardinals, Pete Carroll from the Raiders, and Raheem Morris from the Falcons. The Tennessee Titans and New York Giants had a head start by dismissing coaches during the season. Joe Schoen, the general manager of the Giants, sees a sense of longing as other teams find success with new coaches. The Raiders have the first overall pick in the draft for the first time since drafting Jamarcus Russell in 2007. In local sports, Celtics star Anfernee Simons scored 27 points, while Peyton Pritchard added 21, leading the team to a decisive 115-101 victory against the Bulls on Monday night. Nnamdi Azikiwe contributed 13 points and 13 rebounds, helping Boston secure its fourth consecutive win and eighth in 9 games. Jaylen Brown struggled, scoring 14 points on 6 of 24 shooting, just one game after tying his career high with 50 points. The Bulls, missing their leading scorer, Josh Giddey, fell to 2 straight losses, unable to break the 100-point mark until late in the game. In top news, San Francisco's mayor has signed an ordinance establishing a reparations fund for Black residents. AMU supporters say acknowledges historic harm. While it creates a framework, it does not allocate any city money for direct payments, raising concerns about legal risks and bureaucracy. Mayor Daniel Lurie emphasized the city's fiscal constraints, stating, "We are not allocating money to this fund with a historic $1 billion deficit." Supporters argue it is an important acknowledgement of historic injustices, while critics warn it could lead to unnecessary costs and legal challenges. The fund is open to private donations, and if money becomes available, it will support eligible recipients. In business news, Zillow's chief executive officer, Jeremy Waxman, is preparing for another slow year in the United States housing market. The company, valued at $16 billion, is focusing more on transactions, which Waxman describes as a better business to be in. Despite challenges, Zillow remains a dominant force in real estate, with approximately $2.2 billion in revenue reported for 2024. Waxman emphasizes the importance of adapting to keep real estate agents satisfied, as they contribute around 70% of Zillow's revenue. He acknowledges the current market's affordability issues, predicting modest growth in 2026. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $94,000. Ethereum is up 1% to about $3,000. And XRP is up 11% to $2.39. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. NVIDIA is announcing its humanoid robot plans and self-driving car technologies at CES 2026. In Las Vegas, the company is showcasing its latest robotics advancements as the tech industry pushes to create humanoid robots. CTO Jensen Huang revealed that multiple firms, including Boston Dynamics and Caterpillar, are utilizing NVIDIA's robotics technologies. NVIDIA claims that physical artificial intelligence could revolutionize the $50 trillion manufacturing and logistics industries. Additionally, the company unveiled a new family of models for self-driving cars called Alpameo. This model uses a chain-of-thought reasoning-based vision language action model to recognize unique driving situations. NVIDIA aims to enhance self-driving vehicle technologies over time, helping developers refine their AI models. And in entertainment news, Oscar predictions feature clear frontrunners with plenty of room for chaos. As the nominations approach, unexpected films like Richard Linklater's Blue Moon are gaining traction. Joseph Kosinski's F1 is testing the race's edges, while international contenders like Sentimental Value remain in play. With momentum building for Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, the race continues to evolve. Stay tuned for updated predictions and upcoming nominations. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry Adams. And he said, "Chaos was the law of nature. Order was the dream of man." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.